Well, this morning we're going to talk 4-H. And with us this morning is Beth Earlbeck. She's the County Youth Coordinator for Cass County with Iowa State University Extension. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. It's been kind of there's been kind of a lull in 4-H activities, publicly anyway. It never slows down for the 4-Hers, right?
No, it definitely does not slow down, I don't think. But yes, publicly, there could be a little bit of a lull there. Yeah, winter months, it's cold. People don't want to come out and do things. Yeah. Well,
and the holidays, you know, it's family time.
Yes.
That's people time, so let everybody have their time to do the things they want to do. But by golly, we're turning the corner 4-H-wise here pretty quickly because it's time to kind of get back to action again. You got a couple of events coming up here in early March, which I know it's March I'm talking about, but we're not that far away from that.
Yeah, scary to think that we are not that far away from March. It feels like the beginning of the year just started.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our 4-H Mardi Gras event coming up on March 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And 4-H Mardi Gras is one of those, if you're sitting there thinking, what is Mardi Gras for 4-H? Well, it's a carnival type of event. It's open to the public. It's really actually inexpensive for families to come out. It's 50 cents admission and then 10 cents per ticket. And with Mardi Gras, every one of our clubs in the county participates. They bring in some sort of activity. So we may have ring toss. We'll have our youth council will have a jail. There may be a ball toss, different types of things that our clubs put on. And they set the ticket price. And majority of the time, if you participate in the activity, you're going to win a prize. So definitely worthwhile for the families to come out. And it's easy to do and inexpensive.
And they get to be creative with this, right?
Yes, yes. So every year we put it out and say, you know, Mardi Gras is this date, and let us know if you would like to have a booth. And sometimes they come with the most interesting activities, and some of them, they've done the same activity for a few years because it's successful. One of our clubs a few years ago decided that they didn't like their game and activity that they did, and so they made their own. They did a toilet paper toss. So they took plywood and attached actual toilet seats to there, and then they wrapped up toilet paper rolls in bright colored duct tape, and that was one of the biggest hits last year at Mardi Gras, was the toilet paper toss. So very, very creative activities, carnival style games, a lot of fun, and it lets them be creative.
I suppose the more colorful, the squirrelier it is, sometimes the more crowd it draws.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly.
Where do they get these ideas? They come up with them on their own? Are there books they look through? Do they just get it from past years? Where does it come from?
You know, Jim, I don't know if you've ever, I know you've worked with 4-H and FFA members before, but I will tell you that 4-Hers are very creative. When you let them, you give them a task and say, come up with an activity, they will come up with a rock star activity, and it will be, it'll just knock your socks off because you don't know what they'll come up with, but it'll work well and they'll figure it out.
Well, and I guess when they're coming up with ideas and things for their projects for county fair, they're being judged, and they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is looking at what they did and kind of putting a label on it. When they do this, they're kind of being judged too, because it's how much money is being spent.
Yes, yes. So kind of, yep. They definitely make that money back, and so it's kind of them being judged, and the clubs that that do a really good job and make quite a bit of money have put a lot of time and effort into their booth and their activity. So we have some that, we have one club that does a cakewalk every year, and I will tell you, they have home-baked goods that they give away at their cakewalk, so there's time and effort gets put in there on those type of activities, too, and like I said, they're very creative with what they do.
Absolutely. A lot of effort by the youngsters goes into this, and the oldsters, too.
Yes.
There's a little adult help in there, too, but this is a public event.
Yes, public event. Everybody is welcome. 10 cents per ticket and 50 cents per admission. So a very inexpensive afternoon for families and for families to come out with their children and have a good time at the community center.
Do you raise decent money then with this?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot more of a community event. So providing a inexpensive opportunity for community members and families. But the clubs do raise a bit of money with it that they get to use to maybe for a fun club activity or a community service project they've been working towards. So they get to decide what they do with the money they raise.
The money raised stays with the clubs.
Yes. Yep.
So this isn't part of the greater effort. This is their individual effort.
The club, yep, the club money, for the money for the tickets, the clubs get that back. The admission, that goes to the countywide program and gets used for different activities, puts back into the fund for Mardi Gras because there is some inputs put in for Mardi Gras every year. So
since
like
they're going to see the direct benefit of the money coming back, they're going to work as hard as they can to make this successful. Excellent. And again, date and time, place?
4-H Mardi Gras is March 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
Everybody is welcome.
Yes.
And you don't have to bring the big bills even.
No. 50 cent admission and 10 cents per ticket. It's a pretty good deal. Pretty inexpensive afternoon.
Absolutely. Very good. I want to move on to the next one then, too. Coming up on March 15th, you've got a pancake opportunity, pancake supper fundraising event. And this is important, right?
Yes. So every year, this is our annual pancake supper supporting the Cass County 4-H program and Cass County 4-H Endowment. And so those people that come and attend the Pancake Supper, we're raising money for the 4-H program in Cass County. We have an awesome program here. It's very, very strong. But we can't have an awesome program without the support from the community. The money that's raised at this type of event goes towards startup dollars for Clover Kids and some of our STEM activities, our science, technology, engineering, and math activities. We give away scholarships to graduating seniors, as well as, and some people may not know this, it costs $30 per 4-H'er to be a 4-H'er in the state of Iowa. So thankfully in Cass County, because of our community support, our 4-H'ers don't have to pay to be in 4-H, which makes my job a lot easier and makes me very thankful to have that opportunity for our 4-H'ers. But like I said, we wouldn't have that opportunity for our 4-H'ers without the community support and the Pancake Supper.
Well, and you've been here a few years now in your position, so you've seen what things are like here in Cass mm-hmm. County and this kind of support that you do get. You don't really go out beating down doors, begging for donations, looking for community and business support and whatever. It just kind of happens. People seem to understand the importance of 4-H.
Yes. You know, it amazes me here in Cass County. If there is a need, there is somebody out there that will help fix that need. When County Fair comes up, that's our big production for the year. There's a lot of community supporters during County Fair that step up and work at the food stand or help at the shows or donate those sponsorships for the trophies and awards and things like that. But there's also other sponsors throughout the year that really do put a lot of effort in and help the 4-H program by participating in the Pancake Supper or other activities throughout the year.
A lot of the donations that come along, though, at fair time, those things are specific. They're paying for a lot of the expenses that go into be able to put on a county fair. But when you do these types of things, these ensure that kids can participate all year round.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because 4-H is not just about county fair. But yes, an event like this really does support the program year round. So those startup dollars for our Clover Kids is really important. It does cost money to have programs and provide those opportunities for our youth, and so taking that financial burden off the families and off the county really does help with these type of events.
Okay, so let's get to the I was gonna say nuts and bolts, but that doesn't really work with pancakes very well, does it? But let's get down to the detail stuff here, the ingredients involved here. You got kids are flipping pancakes. No,
no,
not quite.
We actually have the very well known Pancake Man coming back. So our event is Tuesday, March 15th from 5 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center. Pancakes are $6 per plate and $4 for youth 5 and under. There'll also be a silent auction going on that night, so make sure you stop up and grab a plate of pancakes as well as bid on some of those silent auction items. Our clubs put together those, as well as we have community businesses that provide items for that as well.
Very good. Do you have any early items, or are you still collecting?
We are still collecting at this point in time.
Very good. So the kids aren't flipping pancakes. They're catching pancakes.
They are catching pancakes. They are pouring beverages. They are cleaning up tables. Our 4-H'ers are really busy at this event, and they're there in their 4-H shirts, and they are showcasing, those skills that they learn in 4-H, how to interact with people, those customer service skills that they learn at this event.
Do you get pretty good attendance usually from this?
Yes, we do. Last year we hit on a night that it was apparently what the Pancake Man told me was pancake weather. It was kind of drizzly and I guess a night that people like to come and eat pancakes. So the last few years we've had a good turnout of this event, and I hope this year will be the same.
I'll have to remember that terminology. Pancake weather.
Pancake weather. That's what he told me.
Didn't know there was such a thing. I know there's like golf weather and swimming weather and stuff like that. I didn't know there was pancake weather.
Drizzly, chilly, kind of snowy-ish. Yeah, it
can't,
was.
Can't do anything else, so you might as well come out and enjoy a
and
nice meal.
And go eat pancakes.
There you go. It's comfort food. Yes. So go out when it's uncomfortable outside and be comfortable inside.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent. One more time. It's March 15th. Time?
March 15th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
And the cost?
It is $6 per plate and $4 for youth and under.
Okay, excellent. So if you come in, $6 a plate, just leave the $10 bill. You don't need the change, right?
That would be nice.
They can always leave a little extra.
Right. Yeah,
no
that would be great.
It goes to a good cause.
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and folks can participate in both of these, whether it's the Mardi Gras on the 6th of March or the Pancake Supper on the 15th of March. Everyone is invited to come out and attend and help support all the great things the kids do.
Yes, for sure.
Outstanding. Beth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.